What if the world listened more? Maybe it could become a better place. Because when we really listen, we start to notice things. Things that don't sound quite right. They might not seem obvious at first, but listen closely and they stand out like a sore plum. And the more we listen, the more we learn. Our ears help us find better solutions. And things can change from this to something a little more like this. The new Honda Jazz is a hybrid. Honda, the power of dreams.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Tis Thursday, the 18th of June. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it, really? Excuse me, I had a biscuit earlier on, and I think half of it's still sitting in my throat at the moment. Don't worry, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. So what have we got for you today on The Little Bit Extra? Which famous faces or non-famous faces actually sort of make it? In no particular order, these stories. They're just the stories that we quite liked. You know, every so often, Little Miss Attention Seeker, Gemma Collins, said she'd love to have a child in her 40s after shedding 3 stone to increase her chances of conceiving. Now, whether or not she can still keep taking these injections, which she takes once a week, I'd love to know how much she pays for them, or are they freebies, I think we should be told, because she's been promoting it at every opportunity. She claims she's had a doctor's permission and says it's a brilliant idea. Yeah, only if you're diabetic. It's not really meant for sort of... It's an appetite suppressant. You might as well have taken Tenuate Dospan, or Ionomin, or any one of a number of other tablets, which sort of were around some years ago. But so she's had to take all these injections to shed 3 stone to increase her chance of conceiving. I'd find a boyfriend first, dear. Don't you think that's the bit? Don't you remember she started trawling nightclubs to find a prospective father for her imaginary child? It's become like sort of a bit of a quest now. I mean, she's dating James Arge Argent, or James the Pratt Argent, who, you know, is sort of, it's on off. I mean, what sort of, is that a stable relationship to bring a child into? Far be it from me to start preaching about stability, but he's been in and out of rehab more times than I've had Kentucky Fried Chicken. And they want to bring a child into that toxic relationship. God, blimey. What a shame you can't actually say to somebody, I'm sorry, you're not having any children. You're not stable enough. You're really not stable enough. You know, she says, oh, if everybody was like me, the world would be a better place. Sadly not. Sadly not. She says, I would love to have a child. It'd be great for me and such a positive message. Wait for this bit of claptrap. For all the girls out there who don't want to rush their life or their life has taken a different direction, like me, who's put their career first. What career, dear? There is no career. Honestly, it's pathetic, isn't it? Dave Beckham jokes that he's run out of hats. So he's got to show you that poor little bit of fuzz on the top of his head. And he enjoyed a stroll in the countryside. It's not his countryside. It's just everybody's countryside. And he was showing off his new buzz cut. That's the strange spray on hair that they seem to have put on there. Victoria Beckham demonstrates her newly launched golden tinted cell rejuvenating primer. Whatever that is. And it's her favourite product. Of course it is. She's flogging it to you. It's hardly going to be the crappiest thing she's ever put on her face. She says, it gives the most amazing shine and glow to your face. Unfortunately, you can get a load cheaper. This is £140. She must be taking the Michael. It's ridiculous. She's branded her favourite product and it comes in handy during lockdown. Oh, they do come up with claptrap, don't they? In other words, I need to sell this to you. You're not going to tell somebody it's a complete waste of time and space. You're going to tell everybody it's your favourite item and you've been using it all the time since about the last 3 months. Susan Boyle shows off her dance moves as she makes her TikTok debut in a fun video with friends. Lovely. And Susan Boyle, interesting. Jamie Oliver, urging fans to be kind about his appearance. Jamie is prone to putting on weight, as indeed we all are. But he's spotted outside his country home. To be honest with you, listen, he's got a fab family. He's got a gorgeous wife. He's got a lovely Tudor house to live in. So he puts on weight. Everybody puts on weight. You know, look what I'm working with. I mean, you know, Thomas, I mean, sort of was denied emphatically the other day. Well, I was sitting opposite him. I'm telling you, he's put on weight. I could see it. Jamie Oliver's always, listen, I put on weight. I mean, I'm not a fashion icon, admittedly. Big Brother fans left crying their eyes out as they relive Ulrika Johnson's duet with the late Vern Troyer on The Best Shows 2 years after his death. I'd forgotten Ulrika Johnson did it, actually. They're obviously sort of, you know, sort of trying to come up with as many of these little bits and pieces. Do you know, there were two of them, actually. I can't remember what their names are now. I'll find out for you later on the programme, who met on Big Brother. They had a fling on Big Brother. 14 years on, they're still married, and they've got three children. And they keep a low profile, which is good. Louis Theroux is convinced he met Banksy whilst watching Peter Crouch at a football match in 2001. I always remember that poor thing, that when Louis Theroux went to America to see if he could become a porn star. And the only part he could get himself in was as an extra in a gay film. And he played a Mountie, if you'll pardon the expression. And I always remember that they, and you can do it on freeze frame, they called him into the porn director's office and they said, we need to take all your clothes off. We need to see how it hangs. And they sort of, so he stood there stark naked while they sort of looked at him. And then they decided really, he wasn't really cut out for being a porn star. It was, you know, they're looking for something a little bit bigger. Something quite a bit bigger. In fact, something any bigger than a pencil would have been useful. Love Island's Johnny Mitchell, no idea who he is, no idea, reveals his life has changed a lot since he's moved to Bali. He's a TV personality. Have you ever heard of him? Have you ever heard of Johnny Mitchell? No, none of us. He's not a TV personality at all. What a ridiculous thing to say. Johnny Mitchell from Love Island. He looks after stray dogs. In fact, it's fantastic because one of the dogs, just right behind him, is actually going to the toilet in the sand. I hope he was clearing that up. Honestly, television personality. Cher makes a thinly veiled dig at Madonna. She calls her rude in a brutal resurfaced interview with Terry Wogan. And Madonna's 61, Cher is 74. But difficult to tell what Cher looks like because it's all wigs, isn't it? And it's, you know, so there you go. It's nice. Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi, bravely feeds a crocodile by dangling a piece of meat just days after reopening Australia's zoo. I like the family, actually. They seem to get on quite well because you've got her mother, Terry. And then there's a son as well who pops up on American television, taking on different animals and everything else. Dolly Parton teams up with a drag star, Nina West, to launch Kindness's Queen charity line for children's literacy and LGBTQ. The trouble is, every time you actually look at Dolly Parton, you think she's drag anyway, don't you? I don't think anybody ever believes that it's a woman. You know, apart from the thinnest waist. She had the thinnest waist, I think, next to Diana Ross. Holly Willoughby declares she shouldn't be on TV right now as she and Pip get high on This Morning. They were doing deep breathing with a Dutch life coach called Wim Hof. And to be honest with you, I thought it was the biggest pile of rubbish I'd ever seen, but there you go. Inside the Kardashians' homes, people are fascinated, aren't they? What are their homes like? Well, they look like everybody else's. But it's just that, you know, they do look a little bit like a museum. They're not exactly the most exciting places. Fern McCann, here she is. You remember Fern McCann? She was formerly on TOWIE. Now nobody knows what she does. And she's showing off her yet more sizzling snaps. It's just that she's not very pleasant. You know, she has bad choice of friends, as we all know. Paul Mescal showcases his signature swagger as he steps out in short shorts. He likes wearing short shorts, and his pal is called India Mullen, and they say he looked ridiculously cool. I've never seen anybody wearing shorts like that. Love Island's Anita Vakili, again, not a clue, says she weighed 13 stone at her heaviest and shed 17 pounds at the start of lockdown, but has now put it back on again. Of course you have, dear. I mean, you know, you're sort of preaching to the converted here. Of course you're putting it back on again. Everybody will. I'm telling you, Gemma Collins will put it all back on again. Sure as God made little apples. That's the way it works. Yo-yo dieting, never good. Never good. She doesn't do exercise. That's the trouble. She's relying on sort of artificial aids to get the weight off. Always a bad move. Louise Thompson shows off her pins. I don't like Louise Thompson. I never liked her. And I don't like her anymore today. Jessie J. Anyway, she made a glamorous appearance. She looks like she's been caught in headlights. She's 32. And she just went out in her Mercedes-Benz to pick up coffee in Beverly Hills. The new Adele, Rebel Wilson, is she really? She's already lost 18 kilograms. Everybody's obsessed with losing weight, have you noticed? The diet experts say, as the comedian vows to make 2020 her year of health. I don't think so, dear. Why, just be comfortable in what you've got. Oh, here we go. Having complained about it last week, the papers have decided to really take the mickey out of me. Ant McPartlin walking his bloody dogs again. I mean, does he do anything apart from walk dogs? And then he celebrated the return of football with his best pal Declan, Would have been so much easier if they'd actually got married, wouldn't it? Rachel Riley and her husband, Pasha, share a kiss and a cuddle. They go out for a family stroll. Well, sort of family stroll and holding baby. Very dangerous kissing for your photographer friend and holding the baby at the same time. Very dangerous. Kelly Brook, team's checked prairie dress with platform trainers arriving at these studios here. She's ever so pretty. Honestly, very, very pretty, pretty. She's on the floor above me. I mean, I always think if she wants to come down and have a gawp at me, she can do that. We've known each other long enough now. Kate Moss, stepping out after toasting 2 years of sobriety. Dame Barbara Windsor's husband, Scott, lovely Scott, says Barbara will have to move into a care home soon amid the Alzheimer's battle. And I thought, well, she can go into Brinsworth, which is down the road from me. It's the there is, in fact, the Barbara Windsor Room in Brinsworth. I've seen it. And they've got lots of retired people from show business. The trouble is, I don't think that they're equipped to look after people with Alzheimer's. I think that's very, very specialist. And a marvellous job the staff do. And there's lots of, I think there's something like two staff to every one inmate. I call them inmates. It's not, because they're all in one big house. And there's plaques up in there and it's lovely and it's very show busy. And some of the people, you won't know some of the people. Some of the people you will know. But there's an awful lot of people you don't know, but they were all in show business. But I think that she can't go there because of the Alzheimer's. I think Alzheimer's is a bit more specialist. Love Island's Molly certainly will. Looks downcast after she was stocking up on groceries. She was looking downcast because her photographer standing right in front of her going, "Can you look miserable, dear?" This after she lost the Pomeranian puppy, Mr. Chai, that they shouldn't have brought from Russia in the first place. If they hadn't brought it, the thing might still be alive. But shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you. She's got fake hair sticking on there. As I say, you wouldn't know who she was because she isn't anybody. Johnny Vegas reveals volunteering in lockdown has helped him grieve his late parents after their deaths left him feeling resentful. Yeah, I mean, people always feel that, don't they? People always say, oh, how do you feel about losing your parents? You think, well, how do you bloody well feel about it? Trisha Goddard reveals her children were trained how to open parcels in case there was a bomb. We like Trisha. She came in a while ago. She's lovely. Denise Welsh had a horrifying depressive episode amid her 31-year mental health battle. I'm amazed how many people have mental health issues in this day and age. I really am. It seems to be, you know, it seems to be running rife through the country. Charles Prince urges action to stop coronavirus devastating young people's futures. Did you see the story in the paper the other day? And I don't want to say I told you so, but 12 young people in America went out to a party to celebrate somebody's birthday with no covering, no distance. They've all caught the coronavirus. Every single one of them. Let that be a lesson to you, OK? Go off to parks and hang around with people who you don't know their medical history. You're in danger of getting it, OK? And if you get it, there is a chance you could die. I'm just telling you that now, just so that people are well aware. Kobe Bryant, helicopter pilot who dismissed the weather concerns for takeoff, told air traffic controllers that they were climbing to 4,000 feet when they were actually falling. Oh, not very good, is it? Not very good at all. I remember that. They always frighten me, helicopters. I don't know why. I keep watching these programmes on the television where they've got, you know, they've got this helicopter going out to go to this road crash. And I remember being down on the embankment once here in London and a helicopter came into land in the gardens down at the front by Cleopatra's Memorial. And I tell you, it was quite awe-inspiring. This huge red helicopter descended into the park. It was fantastic. It really was. They do such a good job. Sophie Wessex has joined a counselling shift at the Childline headquarters, volunteering. She's lovely. 55, doesn't look it. Apparently the Queen's favourite. The people's champion, Marcus Rashford. Oh, he hasn't stopped now. Now, of course, there are calls for him to be made a sir. He's only 22. It seems a bit of a waste of time, but there you go. I think you have to do a little bit more than one thing. And he's earned praise. Well, that's good, but it's not worth knighting somebody for. Oh, I told you. There we are. I was right. Grace Adam Short and Mikey Dalton, still together from Big Brother, 14 years after finding love in the series. Amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. They don't really look very much different. And so she bought properties, and they've travelled, and they're still as happy now as they ever were. Isn't that remarkable in this day and age? So rare. Gemma Collins must look at people like that and hate them, because she can't find a relationship for love, and none of her things last. Colson Smith continues to show off his impressive weight loss. Apparently he's in Coronation Street, but as we discussed the other day, we don't know who he is. And a series of specials looking back at iconic weddings for Corrie and Emmerdale, Villains and Scandals. And so you can have all sorts of things. You can have Ken and Deirdre. Again. You know, I never got over the fact that she actually died. And, of course, she didn't wear glasses. She had to wear glasses for the series. It was like everybody who ever met Daniel Radcliffe goes, oh, you're not wearing glasses. No, he wore them for the part. He doesn't wear glasses. We want to revive the high street. Oh, God. Harry Durbridge. Remember Harry Durbridge? That's the only gay in the village. And fiancé Dean Rowland. That's the only other gay in the village. Purchase a makeup brush shop. Now they look set to make a million. Yeah, Jack and Ori jacket. A makeup brush shop. That's going to make them a million, is it? Oh, of course. Probably by Christmas, I shouldn't wonder. No, poor old Harry. I thought Harry Durbridge had a little clothing shop, although why you'd any... I mean, every time you see him going out there, he's got the worst fashion sense I've ever seen. Hollyoaks cast will not return to filming until July amid the show's racism row, after the stars threatened to quit and bosses are forced into a string of meetings. Well, it's a set, isn't it? I'm assuming it's a set. I don't think it's a real place, Hollyoaks. I used to watch it, but I haven't watched it for years and years and years. And that's probably to my deep embarrassment that I don't know who any of the characters are. I knew about the racism thing because I'd read it in the newspapers, but I was still not really up to date with it. But nevertheless, we shall be back with you tomorrow. Have a lovely, lovely day. It's wet outside. It's going to be continuing to be wet. For about the next 2 days, I think. So not so brilliant, is it? But listen, who cares? Isn't it funny? A short while ago, oh, hosepipe ban. Now, too much water. It'll be the wrong kind of water, you watch. The reservoirs will fill up and people will then be going, oh, so we've got loads of water now. No, not really. Just because it's rained for about a week does not mean we've got enough water. Although every other country seems to manage except us. We're totally incompetent, aren't we? Have a lovely day. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Listen, that's a dream. Everyone has them, jingling away in the back of our minds. And most of the time, that's where dreams stay. So easy to ignore. Anything can drown them out and everything does. But at Honda, we listen to our dreams. We get right up close. And on really good days, they become reality. From 2022, Honda's mainstream cars will only be hybrid or electric. Honda, the power of dreams.